This is the Riches from the Pages radio broadcast with Evangelist Adam Borden, brought to you by Wahoo Baptist Church in Murrayville, Georgia. We invite you to join us for this time of mining the unsearchable riches of God's Word. And now, Evangelist Adam Borden.
Ezra chapter 7, verse 24. We're moving quickly. And we certify you that touching any of the priests and Levites, singers, porters, Nethinims, or ministers of this house of God, it shall not be lawful to impose toll, tribute, or custom upon them. You know what he said? He said, it's going to be tax-free. All of that, all you can have, free reign of the treasure house of the king, tax-free. I like that. The work of God. We're in danger, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just stop right here and have a little parenthetical United States of America citizen talk for just a second. The church is in trouble. If things rock on the way they are, unhindered and unfettered, and I'm not saying we don't deserve it as a country because we've spit in God's face and stomped on his blood and kicked his dear son and made fun of the Holy Ghost and we've denied all godliness and we've embraced worldliness and we've sucked up on the gods of pleasure and entertainment. And the price we're going to pay for not telling enough people and preaching it like we ought to and quit monkeying with the Word of God and let people live any old kind of way. Some of that hedge might just come down on the protections and the liberties and the privilege and rights that the church has, that the Christian has, that the preacher has. Oh, y'all heard about it. Y'all heard about it this week, didn't you? Street preacher over in North Carolina, I believe, got hauled in for disturbing the peace. Y'all heard about it, didn't you? Street preacher on the corner. Two blocks away was a music concert going on that you could barely hear what he was saying. In jail for preaching in America. Prepare yourself. But don't stick your head in the sand and just like look up at the clouds and how pretty all that's going on when it's fixing to get really real. It's not just about guns. Come on now. It's not just about having handguns. We need it. We got to have it. It's our rights. Our privilege. We need to do it. But if there's coming a day, if the Lord tarries in America, where what we're doing right now over that live stream will be considered illegal. But God can do anything he wants to do. Because God took a pagan king and funded a work of God that he didn't even fully believe in. And he said, I'm going to give you all the government access and no holds on what you're doing. So God can do anything he wants to do. Let's just pray he'll do that for us. Amen. I want to finish up quickly. Verse 25 and 26. Thou, Ezra, after the wisdom of thy God that is in thine hand, set magistrates and judges, which, oh, now look out, which may judge all the people that are beyond the river, all such as you know the laws of God, and teach ye them that know them not. He said, study up to teach them. Study up. He said, teach ye them. You know what we mean? You know why most people who are uncomfortable talking to anybody or witnessing to anybody about the Lord is because they're afraid they'll get asked a Bible question that they don't know the answer to. That's why most people, amen? That's why most people are afraid to open the conversation and say, hey, has anybody ever told you about the Lord that he loves you? Hey, if you were to die, you think you'd go to heaven or hell? People are scared of that. They're as scared of that as they are a 7-foot rattlesnake. Why? Because they don't know. They might have more answers than I've got answers about what I believe. Depending on the person, they might. Our place, let me just tell you, y'all pray for Kubota. Kubota is eat up with Jehovah's Witnesses. And they're the friendliest, most personable, happy-go-lucky people, and they're striking up friendships all over the plant. There's some Muslims at Kubota. There's one, his name's Mitchell. He works over on the skid steer loader line over there. And he don't take lunch with everybody. And when everybody else is walking down the greenway to lunch, he's got a piece of cardboard, and he's doing this. You think anybody's going to ask him if he's going to heaven or hell when he dies? Yeah. And why? Because the perception is he knows what he believes. He knows what he believes. You know how to overcome that? Study up. These boys that follow ball, ain't nothing wrong with that. But they can tell you pitcher stats, receiver stats, quarterback ratings, the school record for whatever at any time from 1976 forward and can't quote you five Bible verses from memory. And I ain't harping on that, on Ball. I ain't harping on Ball. As just many people know, 18,000 facts of whatever people said was facts on Facebook today, they could quote it for you top to bottom and can't quote you five Bible verses on salvation from memory. Study up. Notice this. Hey, it's a tough one. We're finishing up. Verse 26. This is Artaxerxes. Remember, this is Artaxerxes. He's not really in charge of this kind of stuff, but this is how he views it. And whosoever will not do the law of thy God and the law of the king, let judgment be executed speedily upon him, whether it be unto death or to banishment or to confiscation of goods or imprisonment. You know what he says? Anybody, any of y'all folks don't mind. Any of y'all folks don't do the law, lock them up. That's what he thought about it. If any of your people won't obey the law of God, just go ahead and lock them up. Artaxerxes, hey, I ain't saying throw them in jail, but don't let the trollop up in the choir with their short skirt on. Don't let the whoremonger work with the little children. Don't let the wine bibber and the beer drinker lead singing. You don't do that, I'm just saying. Don't let the filthy mouth teenager up in the teen choir. Don't let the fornicating teenager in the teen choir. Don't let the fornicating teenager go on the mission trip. Artaxerxes said, lock them up. You know why it doesn't happen in churches all over this country? Because the pastor's afraid, because that family's got a big tithe checkbook. And if I say something about their daughter dressing like trash, them and their tithe is going to hit the door. Can I get an amen from somebody? And little old churches are held captive. They're under bondage. They're held hostage by people that just don't want to live right. But buddy, my family was here when we constituted this church. Our family owns and runs this church. And preacher, if you know what's good for you, you'll just get up there and preach some. And be glad you're getting what you're getting. I believe the Holy Ghost is helping me right there. Artaxerxes says, kick them out. They won't live right. I don't understand people who can come to church, live like the devil, and sit there like nothing's going on. I don't understand it. Willfully. Sin, sin, sin. Give me more sin. And come to church and it doesn't bother them a bit. I don't understand it. I want to end with good news. Amen. Let's look back at our verses that we read, 27, 28. Verse 27, how we started tonight. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers. This is the first words that Ezra's quoted in his own book that he's saying. Blessed be the Lord God of our fathers. He said, I've been raised upright. I've been trained up. I've been set up with a mission to do. And I'm just going to praise Him. I'm going to send up some praise unto the Lord who's made all this possible. Notice why in verse 27. To beautify the house of the Lord. You know what makes a church beautiful? It's not the paint and the carpet and the light fixtures. It's a place that is filled with praise from His people that makes it beautiful. That's what makes a church beautiful. When you walk in for the first time maybe somewhere, and you can walk in and you greet a couple of people, and by the third or fourth chord of the first song, oh yes, whew, my spirit bears witness right there. Oh, it's beautiful. Praise beautifies the house of the Lord. Now I'd like to give you this verse in closing tonight. Remember, through all the purpose that Ezra was given, through all the preparation that Ezra went through all the provision that was laid upon Ezra, he remembered in all things to praise God. and for all things to praise God. He said in verse number 28, and hath extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me. He said, I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And Brother Mike, I thought so much about what Brother Mark told us on Sunday about this new building project. There's going to be some possibility of some code, building code things that are going to have to be dealt with. That verse 28 tells me that people who have got a mind to work for God and have got a purpose for God's work, God can handle those kings and counselors and all their rules. God can handle all those kings, all those counselors who deal with the rules. God can fund it, God can fill it, and God can fix all of that. It's time to get up. It's time to get up. There's somewhere to go in the future. The journey of Wahoo Baptist Church began almost 200 years ago with a burden and a vision of a man that could never have imagined, much less seen, where we stand today. There's been many that have come, many that have gone, many have stayed. And then more later on joined in. And there's more that's going to come along later too, I believe it. There's still some on the way, whether by birth or by providence, that are going to join in. And I believe the hand of God is upon Wahoo Baptist Church, don't you? We are standing, I believe, in the promised land of the will of God for our church. Here in these walls of praise is lifted up and worship is offered. The glory of God is welcome. It is an often known atmosphere. And there have been adversaries. They'll pass like a kidney stone sometimes. When they see, though, and they drive by, the lights are still on. The buses are still rolling. The saints are still singing. And the folks are still going out and door knocking. Camps are busting at the seams and reaching another generation for old time religion. Those in the jailhouses, men and women, are preached to and reached and taught the word of God. Little children are fed and loved on and saved. We are prosperous in preaching. We are rich in teaching. And we're reaching places in the world that we do not even realize. And in these days, Wahoo Baptist Church, the Lord has opened up an effectual door before us. We need to get up and go through that door. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time. I thank you, Lord, for your word, the truth of it, the encouragement of it. Father, the instruction of it, the challenge of it, Lord. Daily in our life to get up and make up our mind, I'm going to live for you today, Lord, no matter what the cost. And going to bed with it on our mind, Lord, help me live for you tomorrow better than I did today. Help me be a good church member. Help me be a church member that pleases you, Lord God. Help me function in every way possible. And God, we pray right now that you would fund, just as you've done over the years and years and years, you would fund the efforts that we're launching out into, God, that you'd give favor in the community. God, that you would fix any legal problems that may try to arise. And God, the adversaries that may come along, Lord, we just pray that you just pass them on their way. We pray it in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, yes, wait, and save more souls. Oh, God, save more souls. Save these little ones coming. Save Dylan, Lord. Save Gibson, save Bethany, save little Henry, save all these little ones, Lord. Save Lady, save Hannah, and Gabriel, and Micah, and Nathan. Oh God, save more souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Our prayer is that the Word of God has done a work in you today. For more information on the ministry of Evangelist Adam Borden, go to evangelistadamborden.com, spelled B-O-R-D-E-N, and click on the contact page, or you can call 615-785-5682. Join us next time as we find riches from the pages of God's Word with Evangelist Adam Borden.